Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome into another hour of Doug Steffens' Good Day. Jay Kirshner and I have a lot of great information for you today. In this hour, we have a special preview of the weekend's Good Day Health Show with Dr. Ken Kronos. All kinds of great health information here specifically for you. And you know what's good about it? It's usable right now.
I'm thinking, what clever way can I introduce you to Ken Kronos this week that's different than the way I introduce him every other week? I don't know that I need to be clever. I just need to be accurate and strong with the information that we present to you every week on Good Day Health. Maybe I'll leave it at that. Ken Kronos, who comes to us courtesy of Lake Cardiology. Lake Cardiology is a clinic that Ken runs down in Mount Dora, Florida, which is outside of Orlando, where I will be in the next episode of this program. We'll be talking about my visit with Ken, and I'll have given up all, I've signed away all my HIPAA rights, so we'll go through my usual physical, the things that I talk to you about that I encourage you to do with Ken as well by visiting him either in person at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, or you can set up a Zoom call with his staff. Easy enough to do, whichever you prefer. 352-735-1400. One of the members of my staff was reaching out to you, Ken, and she said, hey, I'm trying to find Ken, and he's still in the office at 10:30 at night. Well, because that's what Ken does. He's working around the clock to help the people that he serves. So if you want to be one of those folks that's lucky enough to have Ken and his expertise at your side, 352-735-1400. Take it from me. I go through this every year with Ken. I think that it's a marvelous experience. We all need to know what's going on in our bodies. Some people don't want to, but you're foolish. Yeah, unless you're not interested in longevity. And having a good, strong heart is really one of the reasons that I think people, you know, heart disease number one killer in America. So let's see what we can do about fixing that. And Ken's a person that can go a long way to helping you avert those problems. 352-735-1400. All right, let's start with, as long as we're talking about hearts and stuff, your expertise. I think we said last week the American College of Cardiology is having their annual meeting, and thus many of the things that have come out research-wise this weekend are related, for example, risks of heart attack and other cardiac events, the connection to them and women going through menopause.
Yes, you're going to hear a lot this week about the breakthroughs in cardiology as many meet and many meet online through the delivery of this information in Atlanta this week. Happens about twice a year. This is one of the big ones. And one of the bits of information is about menopause. And what we learned, Doug, is that menopause may cause a big shift in plaque buildup in women's arteries. And this is what leads to heart attacks. This is what leads to circulation problems throughout the body. Every organ in the body needs plumbing. And when plaque builds up on the inner lining, blood can't flow and problems occur in that organ. In the heart, a heart attack. In the brain, a stroke. In the kidneys, kidney failure. Everywhere in the body, on every organ you can name, needs plumbing. And this quickly brings on their heart risk to levels equal to men as women enter the menopause. Seems like after menopause, that women have much less estrogen and shift to a more testosterone-heavy profile. Sounds more like a man-like event. This affects the way your body stores fat, where it stores fat, and the way it processes fat as the testosterone levels increase and the estrogen levels decrease. It even affects the way blood clots more in this environment, in this hormone change. And all of these changes increases one's risk for developing heart disease. So women's uniqueness keeps them protected from heart attacks and strokes, and as they lose it, as they pass through the menopause, they unfortunately become more like men. They catch up with men in terms of heart disease, and they actually surpass, which is not really well appreciated by most. But as women get into their 60s and later, they actually have more heart trouble than men.
So what percentage of women, and maybe the age group that comes to late cardiology, what percentage of the folks that you take care of, the patients, are women and men? It's not half and half, I wouldn't have thought, is it?
Well, in general, more, you know, and I don't mean to stereotype, I don't mean to generalize, but it's a fact that women tend to more easily go to the doctors, you know.
Men
tend to be a little more macho and in denial, and they don't want to know, and they think they'll Superman till the end. And women, you know, are where they're, you know, I'm generalizing, and I don't mean to be, but, you know, their emotions are on their sleeve, and they have a much lower threshold to talk and express themselves. And so they tend, in general, to come to the doctor more, which is good. And they bring, and that's why men live longer when they're with a good woman, because the good woman brings them, their man to the doctor.
There you go.
Many a good woman has saved their man from a lot of havoc, and I see it all the time. And
you do. All right, so that's good then that we underscore it that way. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We continue. A question for you now about your children's health insurance. Does your children's health insurance stay where it is? Has it been impacted by what's going on in the insurance business itself? Here's a reporter named Harris Parker with an answer to a couple of questions.
Did you know that over 4 million children have lost their Medicaid coverage? Pediatrician and American Academy of Pediatrics spokesperson Dr. Kimberly Avila Edwards discusses the ongoing public health emergency.
The biggest concern about children losing Medicaid insurance is the health risks they face without access to care. Families may also be forced to shoulder the full cost of medical expenses without the safety net of coverage, leading to financial hardship and increased stress for already vulnerable households.
Medicaid plays a vital role in ensuring children have preventive care, timely treatment of illnesses, and management of chronic conditions, all crucial for healthy childhood development.
If you're unsure about your child's eligibility or have received notices of disenrollment, please contact your local Medicaid agency. They can clarify eligibility and guide you through the renewal process or help you find another coverage option. My top two tips are to be proactive and return paperwork quickly.
Learn more at localhelp.healthcare.gov.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller's here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe, it's proven effective, it's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With Dr. Ken here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with the questions, Ken with the answers, and because of the American College of Cardiology meeting this week, a lot of our material has to do with heart, circulation, cardiac events, heart disease. So the next thing on the totem pole here looks like a study focused on people with heart disease and what causes it. There are a number of things that people do, obviously, that create it, but here's a study on a particular element, right?
Well, I guess you're talking about salt, and it seems like the discovery that's being reported this week coming up in the American College of Cardiology meeting in Atlanta is that it seems like people who have heart disease just can't cut back on salt. There's something about them that they have trouble cutting back. And, you know, what's the chicken and what's the egg? It's a little hard to sort out here, but this does associate with much more heart problems. Cutting back on sodium, Doug, is crucial to treating heart disease, but most heart patients, they're not able to limit their salt intake. Sodium is essential for human health. We need a little, but taking too much, it can raise the blood pressure, which damages blood vessels and forces the heart to work harder. When the blood pressure goes up, it's like working against a weight. The heart has to pump the blood out against a much heavier weight. It wears the heart out. Often leads to heart failure. Too much salt also causes the body to retain fluid. I don't want to get into high school chemistry, but the ionic force of the salt just draws the fluid because the blood vessels are permeable and all the liquid tends to get drawn in when you have all this extra ionic activity because of the salt. And this can worsen conditions like heart failure. You have a weak heart with just extra fluid being given to it. Can't even get around the fluid that we normally have pumped around the body, and here you put even more on top of a weak pump. The U.S. dietary guidelines, Doug, recommend that heart disease patients limit their sodium. Are you ready? To 1.5 grams. That's 1,500 milligrams per day. That's not much at all. And that even healthy people keep their salt intake at less than 2.3 grams per day. And most people who like salt can't even tell there's any salt around at those levels. What I recommend, instead of salt, use vinegar, use garlic. These are not going to cause problems. They're actually going to be healthy substitutes. But sodium intake really leads to a lot of havoc, and some people are much more sensitive than others.
Isn't it interesting how I guess I use the term we use for smoking and some other things that you get hooked on. You get hooked on salt. You get hooked on sugar. Those two elements are the most dangerous, but they're the best. I only use salt on baked potatoes or on corn. That's it. I don't use it on anything else. I see people that when I go to dinner, it reminds me of the old adage from J.C. Penney, who would take people to dinner that he wanted to hire, and he'd watch them. If they put salt on their food before they tasted it, he wouldn't hire them.
And you know, I'm going to say something provocative, Doug, but if you want to live a long life, you should not own a salt shaker.
What about a sugar cup?
Not one of those either.
No, right.
Yeah, but, I mean, I'm not going to be popular, and some people would, it's not worth living, but there's no doubt that refined sugar and salt are not going to lead you to a long life.
So you do it either in moderation or you don't do it at all.
But there are good substitutes for those two products, excellent substitutes. You know, the natural sugar of fruit juice, it's just pure fruit, is outstanding. And garlic and vinegar for salt are excellent substitutes.
What about some of the, we only have a minute or so here, some of the Himalayan salt that's not supposed to be as bad as the processed salt? I don't know whether that. I don't know because I never tasted it. I put it in a drink.
I don't want to be a guinea pig in that study. I'll take the placebo.
Okay. Ken, placebos and then some. All right, we continue on. Dr. Ken is here from Lake Cardiology on Good Day Health this weekend. I'm Doug Steffen. Stick around.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327.
Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Ken here in this first half hour of Good Day Health. We're looking at some of the results of the studies that have been reported on at the American College of Cardiology this week, and many of them obviously have to do with, all of them have to do with heart workings and what makes your heart tick, literally and figuratively. Ken, because he is a preventive cardiologist, has followed all of these things and has more expertise to share. For example, now I see something about age here, heart failure among people who vape. It seems that younger people, I think there are people of all ages who vape, but I see more young people doing it. Is that true, or is this something that we can assume is a problem for everybody?
Well, we're all over the place there. The point is, it doesn't matter what age you are, vaping is not, you're not doing it for your health. Vaping initially was thought would be a healthy substitute for cigarette nicotine, to get off of cigarettes so you could substitute vaping and then get off it all. But as it turns out, vaping is not a healthy alternative to smoking. It has its own serious problems. There's a new study just reported that's coming out this week that vaping raises people's odds for heart failure. People who vape, they're 19% more likely to receive a heart failure diagnosis than those who do not. My recommendation, do not vape. You're not doing that for your health either. Boy, I'm a lot of fun, aren't I?
But that's how they sell it. That's the insidious part of this. This is how these companies sell this crap. They tell you that it'll get you off of smoking, you'll be relieved of the problems that come from nicotine, and yet they're obviously lying through their teeth.
Well,
because look at all of the
news. That was the original hope. It's been debunked, and it's not fact. And, you know, only Rip Van Winkle believes that.
No, there are a few other people that believe it as well, but it's good you put the kibosh on it, if you will. All right, here's I got a couple of things about dementia. You know, Jay Leno this week filed for custodialship of his wife, and basically the custodialship is to help her if he dies before she does. He's a little younger than she is, but the last couple of years she used to help him produce the show with the Tonight Show, and they've been very close for a long time. Very sad to see these kinds of stories, and so with that, I look at this study. that identifies the major risk factors for somebody like, her name is, I believe, Mava. Dementia risk factors that she and others must have been exposed to, and a lot of people don't know, so that's why this is important. Ken, go ahead.
Doug, as a preventive cardiologist, people are always asking me how they can prevent dementia. You know, they ask about heart attacks, but they're even more concerned about what can they do themselves to prevent dementia without even taking any medications. What can they do? And that's why I was so fascinated by this study that came out this week in Nature Communications, because they actually studied that and identified what the three most important things that we can do ourselves to significantly lower the risk of getting dementia. So what did they name in this? You want to guess, or should I go right to it?
No. I want you to tell me, as we've got to squeeze this in before we're out of time.
Okay, so the three, alcohol intake, smog, and diabetes, are the three greatest risk factors, Doug, for developing dementia that people can modify. Regarding smog, it appears to be breathing smog-filled air that contains relatively high concentrations.
All right, hold on, because I don't want to give this short shrift. So we'll take a moment here at the bottom of the hour, and then when we come back, let's go over these risk factors in detail.
Very important.
Because it sounds to me that they are, very important. This is Good Day Health. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work?
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days, and you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden expressed his dissatisfaction with the humanitarian conditions in Gaza during a 30-minute phone call with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Thursday. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
The results on the ground are woefully insufficient and unacceptable.
Blinken said the president urged Netanyahu to outline tangible measures aimed at mitigating civilian casualties and ensuring the safety of aid workers within Israel. The first week of April is proving itself to be true to its reputation as one of the most turbulent periods for tornado activity. Meteorologists have verified the occurrence of over 20 tornadoes across a dozen states this week. The only thing that can ruin the eclipse on April 8th? Clouds. And some are expected to show up. Texas and Ohio might not be the best spots thanks to the weather forecast that is calling for significant cloud cover. John Schaefer, USA News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming. And that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The hour. You're listening to Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's get back to my special preview of this weekend's Good Day Health Show. Dr. Ken is here, Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Some call him Dr. K lovingly. Got all kinds of great health information. Use it as you will, starting right now. Moving back into the fold here on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus, available every week, whether it be on your local radio station. A lot of people that carry, the folks that are carrying the Good Day program carry this. That's why we call it Good Day Health. On the weekend, this is a two-hour program with Ken in 1 hour and Jack Stockwell in the other. Here we are taking a look at some of the most important studies, how the doctors interpret them, or more specifically, how our doctor, Dr. Ken, interprets them. And so we are focused at the moment on this study that is focused in on the major risk factors of dementia. So you were enumerated smog, alcohol intake. What was the third thing?
Diabetes. What this is are the major risk factors that people on their own can change to dramatically lower the risk of getting dementia. People always asking me, what can they do without drugs? What can they do on their own? Mm-hmm. How can they prevent dementia? They're more concerned about this than they are preventing heart attacks. And really? This study published this week in Nature Communications, it identifies, again, alcohol intake, smog, and diabetes as the three greatest risk factors, Doug, for developing dementia that people can modify. And the way they describe the smog that affects dementia, it appears to be breathing smog-filled air that contains relatively high concentrations of nitrogen oxide.
Really? Which is not to be confused with nitric oxide, and I feel like a lot of people do confuse the two. Nitric oxide is something that's really good for your heart and circulation.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, yeah. It's a blood vessel relaxer. It heals blood vessels. Nitric oxide is very different than nitrogen oxide. It's amazing how just a little molecule can change. Yeah. A few atoms can change the effect on the body.
Yeah, it is. So I have, as I was doing my research for us, as we get together every week, when I look at some of the things that you are focused on here, the dementia connection to Alzheimer's, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There was a study of the human brain that suggests that because our brains are getting bigger, it may be that we have more space in our brain. I find this one fascinating to fight against dementia. In other words, it sounds like, and they've studied people who've had dementia since World War II in this particular focus, but the more dense your brain is, the surface area of your brain, because it's 15% larger than it was 100 years ago, God knows why, that it may be that you can stave off some of these neurodegenerative diseases like dementia, which are basically found in a shrinking brain. So if your brain is bigger, does that make sense?
Your hometown, Doug, I think is more responsible for preventing and slowing down dementia in this country than anything else.
The Framingham Heart Study.
Yes, because the Framingham Heart Study, which identified to us the risk factors for getting a heart attack, turn out to be the exact same risk factors for reducing the risk of dementia. And they were discovered in Framingham, Massachusetts, and I think that, more than anything, I don't know whether our brains are getting bigger or smaller. A lot of pinheads around, but I don't know what is bigger or smaller. But I think that actually, I think your hometown has done more for this country to lower the risk of dementia, the famous ongoing Framingham Heart Study.
Yeah, I know the guy that who's now chief of it. His name is Charles DeCarli, and he's connected also to the University of California, and they take all of this material. It's not just in Framingham. I mean, it's used by people all over the world, and you're right, when it comes into this brain study, there were 3,200 people, half of them, 53% were women.
The amazing thing is, when did it start? In the 50s?
Oh, yeah. It was like 56, 57.
And at that point, we had really very little idea what caused a heart attack, what caused stroke. It's amazing how recent it was that we had very little understanding about this. Doctors used to do cigarette commercials before the Framingham Heart Study.
Yeah, I know doctors who used to smoke back in the 50s
and 60s. They did the commercials.
Yeah, right. Ronald Reagan did commercials for cigarettes. It's amazing. Yeah, it is. It's pretty amazing. All right, so let's go down the street one more. Let's take another step or two down the street, because I see that scientists have discovered a way to repair some of the synapses that are damaged by Alzheimer's and dementia. So this is another way of looking at this. The brain size is one, but people who have memory problems, we used to think that you couldn't reverse them, that there were some drugs. I remember you and I talked about drugs that would kind of hold it where it is once it's discovered, but apparently this new study proposes a strategy for reversing the memory problems that go along with Alzheimer's and dementia. Alzheimer's is just one of the dementias. Dementia is the overall problem, and Alzheimer's is one breed of it, if you will.
I think we're on the precipice of really making major advances finally in dementia. And I think in the next 10 years, it's going to be very exciting. There's going to be targeted attacks of the plaque. There's going to be growing new connections in the brain. I think we're going to take advantage of decades of research and finally get it to the bedside. And we're going to see a revolution in how we even think about treating dementia.
Yep. Well, one of the things that comes along with that, I talked about this on the Good Day Show this past week, this overview of humans, because the human brain, it appears, and I think our existence is hardwired to feel good, and we can feel good the more we perform acts of kindness. This particular study looked at the mental health the results of people who are always doing good things for other people. And
you know what that does? That just lowers the inflammation in the brain everywhere by just lowering the stress. The feel-good hormones come out. And inflammation is such a big factor, the common thread of so much of this. And by getting good sleep, lowering your mental stress level, doing these acts of kindness, actually, and it's been measured, lowers the inflammation in your body.
Uh-huh. Well, there you go. There it is. Ken's got, he's got the word. All right, we continue. I want to talk about, we were on to the study about salt. There's a focus on your blood sugar, because I said the two things that are the most, and Ken certainly agreed, that are most damaging are sugar and salt. So we'll go from salt to talking about blood sugar and what it does to your brain and to your body as we continue on this week's Good Day Health with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen with a reminder that we've come pretty much to the end of the time when you can go to omahasteaks.com/Doug and shop their semi-annual sale, which gives you 50% off everything on the site. You can save on your favorites by going to omahasteak.com. This is a big thing. This is a big deal. They do it every 6 months. So no matter what you like, I know a lot of people who have reached out to me and they say, wow, we got all of this stuff. I can't believe we spent $400 and we got enough stuff to last us all summer long. Well, that's what you want. If you're a griller, you like cooking outside, hot dogs and chicken and steaks and hamburgers and all that stuff, they've got them all for you. As a matter of fact, there's 20 different entrees, and there are sides and desserts as well that you can choose from on the site. It's omahasteaks.com/Doug for the half price offer good through this weekend, okay? Take care of that. Take care of yourself. It'd be kind of a cool thing to have all that stuff and save all that money. That's omahasteaks.com/Doug. And while I'm reminding you about saving things, this week the folks at MyPillow have they've got a problem and they're trying to solve it. The problem is that they are really way loaded up on hundreds of products that they have in there. If you go to MyPillow.com, you can see the product catalog there, all the various things that they have. Pretty much everything in the catalog is available for $25. Yep. This week, they're having a $25 extravaganza. So, for example, you get two-pack multi-use MyPillows for $25. MyPillow sandals, $25. Six-pack of towels, $25. The four-pack dish towels, $25. So pretty much everything that's in there, these sheets, the Giza sheets, yep, on sale, even the king size, for $25. So the product won't last long. Order now. Go to MyPillow.com and use the discount code DS. That's DS at MyPillow.com to save $25 for all this stuff. It's amazing, but you got to get at it. Free shipping goes along with it when you use the code DS at MyPillow.com. With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouth-watering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, Their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
Back here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus on Good Day Health, the blood sugar study that shows how your mind, and we're pretty much concentrating, at least at this point in the program, on your heart and your mind. And so back to sugar and what that does to your brain. What do we have here, Ken?
More high-tech medicine. What a breakthrough. This is from Digital Medicine. And what we learn is that in people, Doug, with type 1 diabetes, these are usually younger people who don't make insulin or inadequate insulins, and they get very ill, dramatically sick in the hospital. Fluctuations in blood sugar levels can affect thinking skills in various ways. The nice breakthrough is there's nice, easy, painless ways to monitor your blood sugar with these easy, comfortable devices that just attach to the skin. You know, in our smartwatch, we're going to be having a blood sugar sensor that just picks up the blood sugar on the skin. These are now available, so there shouldn't be reasons to have these wide fluctuations. You know, in the past, it would hurt to get your blood sugar checked off, and now you can do it painlessly with these skin sensors. Talk to your doctor about it. There's several on the market, and we're going to be providing it in our smartwatch. It's just a wonderful way to easily watch this and avoid all the havoc of uncontrolled diabetes.
Well, on my trip down there to see you this weekend, I'm going to bring my old watch, and I'm going to be interested
to
see
the
new watch. Yeah, you're going to upgrade me to a new watch. There we go. All right, here's a focus on AI and whether or not we're going to be reliant on it. As far as I'm concerned, doctors are still number one here. What is this info from the Journal of Preventive Medicine show?
Looks like I'm not being eliminated yet. This comes out of the American Journal of Preventive Medicine this week. People are increasingly turning to AI for advice on their health, Doug, but this new research finds it's often inaccurate. The study had doctors review AI answers to dozens of medical questions. Inaccuracies were common. For now, always involve a human health professional in your care. The researchers at the Cleveland Clinic advised who did this study. So it might be too soon to rely solely on machine learning for health advice. After pitting the latest AI against actual human physicians, guess what? The doctors easily won.
Speaking of good news, we have some good questions for Dr. Ken and the answers coming up. Questions for Dr. Ken. In fact, next on Good Day Health.
Thank you. Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Ken Kronhaus is here on Good Day Health at 53 past the hour. I'm Doug Steffen, bringing in Dr. Ken from his clinic down in Florida. Lake Cardiology is where Ken has been practicing for 30-some-odd years. This is his clinic. He's devoted himself and the clinic to the care and treatment of your heart problems. He also, in his own way, has become an expert pretty much in all of the things that function. I trust Ken when he and I'm going to be visiting with him. I trust him to look at all the charts and all the results of tests and tell me accurately what the heck's going on in my body. And you might want to do the same thing. I certainly would recommend it. I think it's foolish not to know what's going on in your body. So if you call 352-735-1400, you'll find yourself treated by a lovely member of Ken's staff. Hook up with him either in the clinic itself or on the Zoom call that is available. Telemedicine has become a great thing since COVID. So just try it out. See how it works for you. 352-735-1400. All right, first question has to do with walking. And I think this is appropriate as you are a cardiologist and you look at these things. The Framingham Heart Study has certainly written and studied what walking, just regular walking, does. And because this is National Walking Week, every year it takes place. It's pretty much as it sounds, Ken. The time to celebrate, the easiest way to be the healthiest version of you. So the question comes on, how long do we have to walk? Do we walk minutes? Do we walk hours? How many steps? You were just talking about that new sort of Fitbit that you have there. I've read things that it helps everything from type 2 diabetes to cancer to heart disease. So is that true?
Most of us, if we're not in a walking program in a day, will walk, just to give people a perspective, we'll walk about 3,000 to 4,000 steps a day. But to get the best effects, you want to shoot for 10,000 if you can. And if you can, try get at least 7,000. But the sweet spot's 10,000 per day.
Mm-hmm. My average, if I look back at least when I wear that Fitbit watch, about 14,000.
Wow.
That seems to be average for me, but I'm very
active
and I'm moving around
a lot. Need.
Well, I probably won't stop. but yeah, I mean, the focus here is on your walking, right? And make sure that you walk and get the blood flowing, as you don't have to become a bodybuilder, although building up your body, I've been seeing a lot of things lately about older men and women, that is men and women in their 60s who have taken up weight lifting, weight training, building up their muscles because it does a huge amount to protect you and your skeleton.
A lot of reps of lightweight is so great at all ages, and unless you want to get on the cover of Bodybuilder, which most of us don't at that age, but we just want to tone, feel good, lose weight, and just keep our energy up. It's just a wonderful way to do light strength training.
Let's talk about some of these new breakthrough drugs, treatments and stuff that come. We find them every weekend. I wonder if we really need all of them. Do you ever assess the number? I mean, every week we're talking about somebody coming up with some new breakthrough. So how do we know which ones are good and which ones aren't?
Well, you need to look at safety and effectiveness, and you need to go and read the studies. I guess listen to us. I try to look at these studies very carefully, train medical scientists. I read the medical literature, and you got to get into the details and look at safety and effectiveness. That's what it's all about, and I'm dedicated to doing that on this show, Doug.
So many of the things that come across in the news media as breakthrough may or may not be. Some of the things that are coming out are very expensive, and you wonder, I mean, who's going to... I saw this new postpartum depression drug that's out, and each unit of it costs $16,000. Who's going to be able to do that? It's a 14-day course of getting people out of being depressed. Right?
Hopefully the generic will be here soon.
Yeah, so that's what you do. You wait for the generics, but sometimes people are so frustrated.
Or the competitors will come out with another one.
Yeah, but doesn't it have to go into a particular zone after 10 years when anybody can mimic whatever was done by one?
Well, the prices come down when a competitive company makes a similar drug and greatly when it goes generic.
Right. All right. You've been listening to Good Day Health, Dr. Ken. Questions for Dr. Ken every week at this time. It's 59 past the hour on Good Day Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.